I stayed at an Airbnb about 3 years ago. There was no occasion, it was more of just a weekend getaway to spend some time off from work. The Airbnb was a cabin 4 hours away from my hometown. The cabin looked like it was mostly isolated, only having three or four other cabins within a mile of it, and the woods were right in the backyard. This was just what I was looking for, and I was super excited. When I arrived early in the morning, I explored the property and messed around with some of the cool features. In the afternoon, I sat outside on the back patio in one of those swinging chairs, and as I was looking out into the distance, I saw a man walking in the woods. He looked like a regular guy from what I could see, and I figured he was probably staying in one of those other cabins. He walked deeper into the woods until I couldn't see him anymore, and I continued enjoying the nature. I want to say I stayed out there for almost an hour before going inside and making dinner, then sitting down to watch a movie at the end of the night. During this movie, the doorbell rang. I didn't even know the cabin had a doorbell, but regardless, I went up and answered the front door. A man was standing on the porch, and I recognized him as the guy I'd seen earlier in the woods.
"How can I help you?"
The man smiled wide and said he'd been lost for a few hours and needed help getting back to his cabin. I paused for a second, knowing there was something strange about this guy, but I couldn't quite figure out what it was.
"Yeah, let me get my phone and you can search the address."
I closed the door and went over to the couch, picking up my phone and going back, but when I opened the door, he was gone. He wasn't anywhere on my porch or in the front yard. I stood in the doorway for a second, then closed it and went back to the couch. I knew something was off about that guy, but this just didn't really make any sense. I stayed cautious for a while, but eventually I went to bed. I slept surprisingly well, and in the morning, I got up and went outside on the back porch to drink my coffee. But just 10 minutes later, I saw something I didn't expect to see. That man from yesterday was walking in the woods in the same place he was before, seemingly walking on the same path. One thing I knew for sure now was that he definitely wasn't lost. But then why did he come up to my cabin? I went back inside after seeing that and called one of my friends to tell them about this weird situation. It made me feel better to talk it over and have someone else be confused with me. But as we talked, I heard something that almost gave me a heart attack. The doorbell. I quickly whispered to my friend what was happening, and I left the phone call going while I answered the door.
"Do you need something?"
I asked. The man smiled and repeated the same thing he said yesterday about being lost and needing help. I looked at him with an annoyed and confused face. Then he spoke again.
"Can you get your phone and search for the address?"
My whole body went cold when he said that. I slammed the door shut and updated my friend, who told me I needed to get out of there right away. I agreed, hurrying to pack all of my bags. I checked the peephole to make sure the guy had left before I went out to my car. After shoving my bags in the back seat, I got in and started backing out. As I did, the man appeared in the front window, standing inside the house, and watched me drive away. When I got home, I contacted the Airbnb owner and let them know about this crazy guy who broke into his rental. His response was very short, and he didn't even seem worried about it at all. He just apologized for me disliking my stay. I don't know what he was trying to do, but it had my head spinning the whole time. Even now, I still don't know what his plan was, but seeing him standing in the window inside the house just 30 seconds after I left was the most horrifying and creepy thing I'd ever seen. I was taking a road trip to Denver, Colorado, but to save on some cash, I was staying in a small city just outside of Denver. I'll admit that I didn't do a ton of research on the city I was staying in, and really just chose it because it was only 15 minutes out. I booked an Airbnb for a one-bedroom house that looked small but was just enough size for me. I drove for 12 hours straight. It was a lot more exhausting than I thought it would be, and I got nervous for a while about whether I could even make it without falling asleep on the road. As I got closer though, the excitement pulled me through the last hour of driving. However, that excitement faded as I drove through the city and eventually pulled up to my Airbnb. Now, the Airbnb itself looked fine, but it was the neighborhood surrounding it that had me worried. The houses were like decaying shacks with rusty metal fences around them. I tried to ignore my thoughts and went up to the door. The first thing I did was move all of my stuff from my car into the house just to be safe. Then I toured the place. It looked well taken care of and even recently remodeled in some parts. I tossed my bags in the bedroom closet and sat on the couch in the living room for a bit. It was late into the night, but I just wanted to relax and watch some YouTube before going to bed. Around 20 minutes in, there was a knock at the door. I checked the time, and it was well past 12, way too late for someone to be coming to the door. I stayed where I was, and after another knock, they left. I never saw them, so I had no idea who they were or what they wanted, but it had me uneasy for the rest of the night. I went to bed around 1 a.m, but I can't say it was easy to fall asleep. I was so tired, but something about the place made me feel like I had to stay awake. At some point though, I did fall asleep, but it wasn't for long, because when I woke up it was still dark outside, and the bedroom was pitch black. I laid there staring at the ceiling for a minute, before rolling over and tapping on my phone to check the time. As soon as my phone screen lit up, I saw a figure standing at the end of my bed against the wall. From the shadow, I could tell it was a large man, but with the dim light of my phone and the small glimpse I got, I couldn't make out any features. I shot up from the bed and stood in the corner of the room, breathing rapidly from the shock of the moment. I held my phone up, and their glowing eyes stared back at me. The bedroom door was right between us, and I was terrified to try running for it, but after a second, I made my attempt. The whole thing was so chaotic in my head, but I don't think the man even tried to stop me. He just stared me down as I sprinted out of the house. When I got to a place where I felt safe, I dialed 911. By the time the police got there, nobody was inside, and all of my bags were gone. I told the police what I knew, but their investigation didn't find much. The big mystery is how the man entered the home. I was sure he wasn't there when I arrived, but there were also no signs of a break-in. The police ruled out the Airbnb owner almost immediately, but I feel like that may have been a mistake. Whatever the case, I was lucky to have gotten out. I fear that the only reason the man was in my room like that was to take me out quietly before robbing the place clean. Otherwise, I don't know why he'd be standing there the way he was and not attempting to steal anything while I was asleep. Every time I think back to it, one of the most terrifying things about the interaction was that it was silent. From the moment I saw him at the end of my bed to me running out of the Airbnb, there was almost no sound. Just absolute silence in a pitch black room as this man stared at me, probably moments away from taking my life. In my late 20s, I was traveling the country, visiting different states every couple months in search of somewhere to possibly move to. I was alone at the time, and since I was traveling so much, I had to save money on where I would stay. For every trip I took, I would find the cheapest hotel or Airbnb in the area and book it. On this trip, I had booked a small Airbnb labeled as a private room. This usually just meant that I would be staying in a spare bedroom of someone's house. It's fairly common on Airbnb, and I'd done it several times before with no issues. When I landed at the airport, I had a taxi drive me to the Airbnb and drop me off. Due to flight delays, it was 11 p.m. when I got there. I knocked on the front door and waited. I knew it was late, but I texted the host and let them know hours beforehand that I would be here around this time. I knocked again and listened. Someone was moving around in the left side of the house. I didn't know what they were doing, but they were definitely awake. I knocked louder this time, and finally, the host came up and opened the door. He was a tall, older man with long gray hair and a scruffy beard. He stood in the doorway without greeting me or saying anything, so I introduced myself.
"Hi, I'm Mike, here for the Airbnb."
The man nodded and let me in. He showed me to my room, which was on the left side of the house, next to another bedroom. After giving me a spare key, he walked away and went upstairs. The man never said a word. Maybe he just didn't like interacting with his guests, which I understood, and honestly, I would always prefer not to see the host either if possible. My room was very small, a lot smaller than expected. The bed took up most of the space, and there was no other furniture in the room aside from a nightstand, but at least there was a small connected bathroom. I dropped my bags down and showered, then got in bed. As I laid there with my eyes closed, I heard someone walking around upstairs. They sounded like they were right above me, just walking all over the place for at least 10 minutes, until I heard them go to the stairs and walk down. They came over by my room and stood what I thought was right outside my door, but then they opened the room next to mine and went inside. For as long as I managed to stay awake, they stayed in that room and were working on something, moving around all night. When I woke up, the house was quiet. I stepped out of the room and saw the host standing in the kitchen.
"Good morning,"
I said to be friendly, but he didn't say anything back. I left and got a taxi into the city to see how it was, but after walking around for a day, I knew it wasn't going to be my favorite place. Around 9 p.m., I headed back to the Airbnb. When I walked inside, all the lights were off except for the one in my room. The light was glowing under the door, but I knew I had turned it off before leaving. I began walking over, but all of a sudden, the door swung open and the host quickly walked out of my room and into the other room, closing and locking the door behind him. I went up and knocked on his door, trying to ask him what he was doing, but the man refused to open up. It could have been nothing, like him making sure the amenities in the bathroom were full, but him not talking made it all the more unnerving. I went into my room and packed up my bags. I wasn't sure what I was going to do yet, as far as leaving now, or just leaving in the morning like I was supposed to. My gut was telling me that there was something wrong here, but my head was telling me that I was just overthinking everything. Then I heard the door to the other room open. I looked over at my door as the man walked out into the hallway, and that's when I noticed what the man had done in my room. The doorknob had been replaced, and the lock wasn't on my side anymore. It was on the outside. I jumped up and pulled open the door. The man stood right there in front of me, facing my door with his arm outstretched, like he was in the act of either opening my door or locking me inside. He quickly turned and went upstairs, and I was breathless and in total disbelief. I grabbed my bags and ran out of there, running to the corner of the block and getting a taxi to the airport. Once there, I called the police to report the incident, but unfortunately, they couldn't do anything with the information I gave them. The man didn't even let them inside, so it just became my word against his. I spent the night sitting on a bench at the airport and flew home the next day. I still use Airbnb even after that, but I can't say I'll ever feel safe staying in a private room again. If I was even a second late to opening that door, I might have never been able to leave.